You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Please enjoy the replay of Sunday, April 9th, Easter service.
Good morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive forevermore. And as we heard about the Lord Jesus on the cross, He gave a jab punch to the devil. Then a combination. Then the knockout punch. So I'm going to read some scriptures, and when it sounds like we're talking about resurrection, I want you to say, BAM! Look at Romans chapter 6. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with Him. Amen. Right? Knowing that Christ has been raised. Bam. Hallelujah. From the dead. Never to die again. Bam. Okay, no, that's not very good. That's not a knockout punch. Again. Bam. Okay, that's better. Death is no longer master over Him. For death that He died to sin once and for all. But the life that He lives to God. Hallelujah. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. He is alive, and so are you. To have victory over sin today, and to be with Christ forever in the resurrection. Hallelujah. He is alive, alive forevermore. That knockout punch is sure. Bam! Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for His victory, that we have the blessing. We have the privilege. We have the life. Life forevermore. We are grateful. We are thankful. As Your people, we just come together and we rejoice and worship You today because You deserve all glory, all honor, all praise. You are alive. Hallelujah. May we never take that for granted. May we appropriate that in our lives to have true victory day by day by day. We thank You, Jesus. Be glorified and honored today through your people, through Your church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we just want to thank you so much that you care so much about your people to the point where you would come to a complete death, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And Lord God, you know that we need forgiveness. You know that we need redemption. You know, Lord Jesus, that our hands are dirty and our mouths have spoken unclean things, Lord. But your blood, it washes it away. Lord Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground. In the love of Christ, I
I want to thank the choir this morning for sharing that important message about Jerusalem. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. I want to share for a few moments on rejoice, he is risen. The Bible says, up from the grave he arose, a mighty triumph o'er his foes. I'm sure the devil must have thought when Jesus died on that cross, all the demons must have thought, we got him. Finally, we got him. But a power greater than the world has ever seen was released from the Father that literally touched the body of Jesus and caused him to rise from the grave. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him back. Satan could not hold him back. And today we serve a risen Savior. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, and really if you read the book of Philippians, you're going to see the thread, a thread all through the book. And it's a focus on rejoicing. Rejoicing. At the end of the day, when everything is said and done, when you're about to put your head on the pillow, you need to pause for just a moment. And you need to rejoice. Finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have so much to rejoice about this morning when we think about the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have so much to rejoice about. So much to thank God for, even as we're sitting in our pews this morning. We have so much to thank God for. Father, I just pray today that as your word goes forth, that it will speak to us and minister to us. Lord, I thank you for the sermon on Friday. And Lord, I pray as this message goes forward, it will speak to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your word that continually speaks to us. As we read it, as we study it, as we meditate upon it, your word continues to breathe life into us. And Lord, I'm going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Not my dog. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. You know, the devil is always endeavoring to corrupt the purity of the gospel. Come on, I'm going to say it again. The devil is always out to corrupt the purity of the gospel. Amen. To add to or to subtract from. He will use any method available to him to taint the purity of the message which is Jesus, died for your sins and for mine. And when we put our faith in what Christ accomplished at Calvary, we are born again. We are saved. We are delivered. He says in verse 3, for we are the circumcision, not a fleshly circumcision, but that which is of the heart. That which has changed us. That upon our hearts he has written his commandments. The Bible says, for we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God. And glory in Christ Jesus. Friends, when you came to Christ, you had to bow before that old rugged cross. And you had to admit that all your fleshly efforts were unable to attain you the salvation that you so desperately desired. For it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy that he has saved us. Not by works of righteousness, but by faith in Christ and all that he accomplished for us at Calvary's cross. And he has put his Spirit within us. How many know that we have become the temple of the Holy Spirit? He lives in you and me this morning. And it is the indwelling power of the Spirit of God that enables our hearts to reach out to him in praise and worship. Our confidence is not in what we can accomplish. When you stand before God on that great and awesome day, and if he were to ask you, why should I let you into my heaven to experience the New Jerusalem? And you say to him, well, I was a good person. That's the wrong answer. No, that's not what you're going to say. You're going to say, I can enter in because I have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. If I enter in, it is because of what Jesus accomplished for me at Calvary. Every drop of blood cleansed away my sins. Hallelujah. And delivered me from the power of Satan. Hallelujah. Though I myself, Paul says, have reason for confidence in the flesh. If anyone could say that his good works could get him into heaven, it was the Apostle Paul. If anyone else thinks that he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law of Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. If anyone could say that he was following all the rules, it was the Apostle Paul. But he says in verse 7, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Anything that I could lift of my flesh and say, God, look at all the things that I'm doing, Lord. Certainly now you will bring me salvation. Paul says, no, I cast them aside. I count them as loss for winning Christ. Indeed, verse 8 says, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Friends, I want to tell you this morning, if you've been born again of the Spirit of the living God, if His Spirit has come to live inside of you, you can have a relationship, not with a dead man. Are you hearing me this morning? The stone has been rolled away. He's not there. He's not in the grave this morning. No, you don't have a relationship with a dead man. You have a relationship with someone who's alive today that sits at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody who lives to ever intercede for you and me. Hallelujah. Amen. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as rubbish. All His achievements in the flesh, He counts them as rubbish. Are you hearing me this morning? He didn't feel entitled. He felt broken before the cross. He didn't say, God, you owe me. He said, I am broken before the cross. You don't need me, I need you. Without you, Lord, I'm nothing. That's where God wants to bring us this morning, in the spirit realm, that without God we're nothing. But with Him we can do all things. Hallelujah. He says, I count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. Friends, this morning, every born-again believer is clothed with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The righteousness from God that depends on faith. Verse 10, that I may know Him. That I may intimately interact with Him. That I talk to God, and through the Spirit He impresses things upon my heart. We have a relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I can't explain it. I don't know how it works. But God the Father through Christ can have a relationship with every born again believer on this planet this very day. Even as I speak, hallelujah, He is ministering to each and every one of us. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And may share His sufferings. You know, this is the part that we don't like to talk about. But the resurrection power of Christ that lives in us today is related to the sufferings that we sometimes go through as believers. Deep pain that we feel because of the things that are happening in our lives. Triggers. Something that happens in the present that is tied to something that has happened in the past. I just recently experienced that. Something happened to me just recently that brought up memories to me for something that happened in the past. Are you with me this morning? We're going a little deeper in this message. I couldn't sleep recently. I could not sleep. It affected my eating. It's almost like what I experienced was like I was experiencing it again. In vivid color, something that happened in the past. And you know what? I haven't even shared everything with my wife this morning. All the things that I've been going through in the last week, the last few days, the things that I've been experiencing, it's almost like the devil is showing you a video, a movie. And it's a time where you begin to understand everything that Jesus is talking about, that in the midst of suffering, there is the resurrection power of Almighty God to break the chains of the past and set us gloriously free. Hallelujah. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? Come on, lift your hand if you can relate to what I'm talking about. Because we're not here just to have church. We're not here to go through religious actions. We're here to meet with God, and we want Him to meet with us. Hallelujah. And touch us. The resurrection power is there as we go through times of suffering and disappointment and difficulty. To give us the strength to face the things that we need to face in life and obtain the victory. Hallelujah. You know, we don't like to talk about pain or suffering. But the Bible says that we may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, being willing to take up our cross and follow Him wherever He leads. Feeling that power rising in us. Feeling that power rising in us as we are going through those difficult times. Hallelujah. As we are experiencing those painful events in our life, we sense another source rising up within us. And it is the resurrection power of Almighty God. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. Hallelujah. Being bullied, being persecuted, being rejected. These are seasons in our life where we need His power to carry on. Hallelujah. We need His power to carry on in the name of Jesus. And it's almost like when we feel like giving up, His power comes to us and surrounds us, hallelujah, and touches every fiber, oh, hallelujah, of our being. Glory to God. Have you ever felt like giving up? Throwing in the towel? Jesus is out in the ring, if I can use that illustration. And you know what He does? You ever see tag team wrestling? Jesus comes back to us and He says, I tag you, get back in the ring. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're in the ring facing the devil, but you have the resurrection power of Almighty God flooding through your spirit. You're a victor. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the devil destroy my supper. You know what I'm doing today? I'm saying enough is enough, devil. Come on, enough is enough, devil. I'm going to forget those things which are behind, and I'm going to press on towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. You know what's happening in our world today? The flood of evil that's pouring out upon our young people especially, confusing their minds, attacking everything, every fiber of who they are. We need to pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will move in such a mighty way that we will see a revival among our young people and our young adults and even our young families. That we will see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit like we've never experienced before. Hallelujah. The resurrection power of Christ flooding through every young life in the name of Jesus. Because one day, it's all going to end. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those who remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I pray that we would all attain to the resurrection from the dead. That we will one day walk on the streets of the New Jerusalem as the choir sang. That we will one day see Jesus. We'll see the nail scars in His hands, the wound in His side and in His feet. And you know what we're going to say? Praise the name of the Lord. It was worth it all. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It was worth it all. Every pain that we went through, every suffering that we experienced, all the rejection that came our way because we believed in Jesus, it will be worth it all. I don't know where you are in your relationship with God. But the Holy Spirit is present here in this service to minister to you. Maybe you're going through a time of difficulty. There's pain in your soul. You're suffering. The Holy Spirit is present even now to minister to you. That whatever has been torn, God says, I will heal. Whatever is broken, God says, I will mend. I will put all the broken pieces back together again. I will heal your physical body, but I will also heal your inner self. That's the God I serve today. He loves us with an enduring love. Hallelujah. But maybe you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. Today's the day, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to receive Christ. Whatever it is that you have questions about, God is here to minister to you, to touch you. The Bible says where two or three come together in His name, there He is in the midst.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.